Florida drawbridge tender charged after grandmother falls to death, I killed the lady. By Nick Gilbertson on March 21, 2022. A Florida bridge tender has been arrested after she allegedly raised a drawbridge while a 79-year-old grandmother was still crossing with her bicycle, causing the woman to fall 50 to 60 feet to her death. The West Palm Beach Police Department announced Artishua Faye Polk, 43, of Green Acres, was arrested on March 17 after detectives obtained an arrest warrant 2 days earlier in connection to the February 6 incident. She faces a charge of manslaughter by culpable negligence. She is being held on a $20,000 bond, online inmate records show. Police have not identified the victim due to Marcy's Law, but her family's attorney, Lance Ivey, has identified her as Carol Wright, 79, WPTV reported. West Palm Beach police said Wright was walking east to west across the Royal Park Bridge, which connects the island of Palm Beach to West Palm Beach, on February 6 when the bridge gates came down. An alarm sounded, and the deck suddenly started to go up. Diego Supu was skateboarding across the bridge and came across Wright yelling and clinging to a railing. A probable cause warrant recently obtained by WPTV stated. He told authorities that he grabbed onto her right arm but could not hang on as she was too heavy, and he did not have the means to brace himself. West Palm Beach Police Department spokesman Mike Jickles said the grandmother plummeted 50 to 60 feet onto the concrete below and died, WTVD reported. He noted that Polk had a series of protocols to follow as a tender. That includes lowering of the gates for the vehicles, lowering of the gates for the pedestrians, and making several visual confirmations that there is nobody at either of the spans or past those gates, Jatchell said. The Florida Department of Transportation said in its report released Thursday that the bridge tender said she checked multiple times and did not see the woman before opening the span that afternoon, the Associated Press said. The arrest report notes that video evidence did not corroborate Polk's story, according to WPTV. Video evidence contradicts Artishua Polk's statement that she walked out onto the balcony and visually checked the bridge for vehicles or pedestrians prior to opening the bridge, the document states. Detectives secured a search warrant for Polk's phone on February 15. She surrendered the device on February 17, and investigators determined that Polk was not using her phone at the time of the incident, the West Palm Beach Police Department said. In the arrest warrant, investigators said they uncovered deleted texts between Polk and her supervisor, according to WTBT. 3:20 p.m. from supervisor to Polk. When they talk to you make, expletive, sure you tell them you walked outside on balcony 3 times to make sure no one was past gates and delete this message after 1 time to make sure card. Sick, stop 2 time after gates lowered and 3 time before you raised spans. Okay, now delete this. I know are upset, but you gotta tell them step by step how you do opening. This message was deleted. Polk responded that she did and deleted the message, the affidavit says. According to the affidavit, the supervisor sent another now deleted text at 3:59 p.m., instructing Polk to write down what she did in steps in the lead up to learning someone fell. I'm here with the police. I killed a lady on the bridge. She allegedly texted a friend at 3:44 p.m. Polk made her initial court appearance on Friday, WPTV said. If convicted, she faces up to 15 years in prison.